Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 15th. You'll be interested to know. 85 years ago today, in 1940, Richard and Morris McDonald opened the first McDonald's restaurant in San Bernardino, California. This pioneering establishment introduced the speedy service system, revolutionizing the restaurant industry by emphasizing efficiency and consistency. Their innovative approach laid the foundation for the global fast food phenomenon, making McDonald's a household name and symbol of American culture. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 59 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some cloudy skies today, with a chance of rain showers and thunderstorms before the afternoon, and a high near 70. Expect a light east breeze around 7. Tonight, we'll see mostly cloudy conditions again, with a low of 59 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be just before 8, with a high tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 54 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Friday with a high near 76. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Friday night and Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 75. Sunday brings a chance of rain with mostly sunny skies and a high near 75. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, workers at Fenway Park and Ingham Music Hall, represented by the Unite Here Local 26 Union, are preparing for a strike vote in June, advocating for higher wages. The union, which includes over 1,000 Aramark workers, will hold the vote from June 13th to 15th. They are negotiating a new contract with Aramark after the previous one expired at the end of 2024. The union stated, both parties are far apart on reaching an agreement. Workers currently earn less than $20 an hour and seek competitive wages that reflect the cost of living in Boston. Now on to sports. In a thrilling playoff showdown, the Celtics beat the Knicks, winning 127-102, despite being without star player Jason Tatum. Derek White led the charge with 34 points, including 7 three-pointers, while Jaylen Brown contributed 26 points and 12 assists, marking a historic performance. The Celtics connected on 22 three-pointers, tying the franchise playoff record. Luke Kornet had a standout game with 10 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 blocks. The Knicks, led by Josh Hart with 24 points, will seek to clinch the series in New York on Friday. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Red Sox were edged out by the Tigers, 6-5. Despite strong offense, including a 2-run homer from Bregman and another RBI from Devers, the Sox couldn't hold the lead. Chapman took the loss, allowing a decisive 9th-inning single. The game was a tight battle, with Boston logging 11 hits and 1 error. The Sox now stand at 22-23, with Detroit improving to 29-15. Tomorrow night, the Sox face the Braves at Fenway for Game 1 of a 3-game series. In top news, the Trump administration is planning to roll back limits on 4 toxic forever chemicals known as PFAS, which have been linked to serious health issues, including cancer. The Environmental Protection Agency administrator stated that while limits for the 2 most notorious types, PFOA and PFOS, will remain, the agency will seek to rescind regulations on newer PFAS. This decision faces significant backlash from powerful business groups, which argue that compliance costs would be much higher than estimated. Advocates for Public Health criticize the move as a victory for the chemical industry at the expense of affected communities. In business news, 2 years after partnering with OpenAI, financial technology startup Klarna is expressing a desire for human connection again. Initially excited about replacing human workers with artificial intelligence, the company is now planning a recruitment drive, realizing that its AI customer service agents struggle to meet expectations. CEO Sebastian Siemiatkowski acknowledged the importance of having a human option for customers. This marks a significant shift from his previous belief that AI could handle all jobs. Surveys reveal that many business leaders regret replacing jobs with AI, noting issues like lack of talent and skills, and poor performance by AI employees. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to just under $103,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just under $2,600. And Goetzius Maximus is down 11% to 18 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a significant advancement for quantum physics, researchers have successfully created a Schrödinger's cat state at temperatures above absolute zero. Named after physicist Erwin Schrödinger, this principle illustrates how particles can exist in 2 states simultaneously, known as quantum superposition. Traditionally, achieving such states required cooling quantum objects to nearly absolute zero. However, a new study published in the journal Science Advances shows that these states were generated at a temperature of 1.8 Kelvin, which remains cold but is notably warmer than usual. This breakthrough could transform quantum computing, potentially eliminating the need for costly cooling systems. And in entertainment news, the anticipation for James Gunn's Superman is building with a new trailer just released. The first trailer, launched in December, garnered over 250 million views, the highest ever for DC Comics and Warner Brothers. Originally titled Superman Legacy, the film stars David Cornswet as Superman and Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane. This is the first solo Superman film in more than a decade, set to hit theaters on July 11th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American writer and philosopher, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.